You're listening to 680 CJOB.
Brett McGarry, Greg Mackling this afternoon on 680 CJOB. Just want to quickly mention a traffic note here. We're told that westbound Bishop Grandin from Pembina to Waverly is like a parking lot.
Great.
Not entirely sure why, but once again, westbound Bishop Grandin from Pembina to Waverly is a parking lot, so Godspeed if you are heading in that direction. We're joined by Lorraine Mischuk, occupational therapist and the CEO/managing clinician at Maximize Human Capabilities on Concordia Avenue. And we're talking to Lorraine because October is National Occupational Therapy Month.
And occupational therapists, as we're learning, are really the gateway to returning to not just your work life, but maybe getting your whole life back after an injury, whether it be a physical injury, a brain injury, or otherwise. And Lorraine, I was sharing with you off the air. And for those of you sitting at home, oh yeah, here goes Mackling with his story again. I didn't even know, Lorraine, you were coming in today because I had other duties this morning and Brett's been organizing the show. But I was relaying to you the idea of what happened to me about 17 years ago after I suffered a brain injury that went undiagnosed for 18 months. Long story short, in my returns to work, I had 3 failed attempts to go back to work because I was not myself physically. I didn't have the stamina, mentally didn't know what was going on. But it came to a head at a meeting one time when my coworkers kind of called me out and said, like, gave me the George W. Bush thing, like, either you're with us or against us. And it destroyed me. It made me feel about 3 feet tall because I was used to being a big contributor to the team. And now I was being looked at as a drag on what was going on, basically a giant distraction.
And this is unfortunately what can happen. And it's not for an intentional, often it's because of a lack of understanding. Because unless these members of your team at that time had personal experience of an individual in their family that is going through something similar, they really likely just didn't understand and so didn't have perspective. And that's a huge component. But the interesting word that you used earlier was failed, that you had 3 failed return to works.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that terminology interesting, and I hear this on a regular basis with working with individuals. And really that failure is not with the individual, it's with the clinicians. We are missing something. The doctor, the physiotherapist, the occupational therapist. We are missing something. That means we're the ones that are not attending to all the components. Again, doesn't matter if it's a physical injury. It will affect us in our emotions. We'll naturally have fears, concerns. How am I going to contribute to the team? This is a high-level team. And am I going to play my part? Will there be resentment? Am I going to be dragging them down? Those are very common worries and fears that will take place. And unchecked, that will run away with you. And that can become, even when there's not a brain injury, but it's a physical injury alone, that can become the major barrier.
And the last piece on my thing, because I think this is something that was very helpful for me. And I know when I do presentations in the public, on my battles with my mental health issues and my brain injury, I always get people coming up to me and they feel that connection because finally I've met somebody that understands. So I know I'm speaking to at least one other person out there right now. So indulge me for about 90 seconds here. But I sat here with Charles Adler, one of the great radio show hosts of our time, not 2 years ago. And he conveyed to me that he's angry about how I was treated. And he can do is he can imagine what I might have been like as a broadcaster had this been rehabilitated properly. And he knows I still struggle with some things. But the bottom line was I told him, I said, you know, Charles, I said, it was only about, it's 3 years ago now. And through my work with a great counselor that I realized what I had to do was sort of mourn the passing. Sounds kind of creepy, but we've realized I had to mourn the passing of who I was and to realize that as much as I wanted to get back to where I was in 1999, that wasn't really going to happen. And that there was a modified version of me, of who I could become. And once I realized that my goal of rehab and who I was capable of being now is different from that, and I was comfortable with it. It was really a huge step and really a healthy thing for me. It was a tough thing to do, but it was a tremendous realization.
And thank you for sharing that, because that's a very personal road for everyone to take. And very much, I have learned that from my clients. And I learned so much from the clients that I work with. In that grieving the loss of who you knew of yourself as a person. And until that happens, when you have a long-standing, now going to be a long-standing illness or injury that you're going to learn to manage, until you've learned to grieve that and accept the new person, then you have that internal struggle that will continue. And that's where that surfaces in mental health challenges. And just speaking the word, mental health challenge, when I was at CN Transcona as the corporate OT 25 years ago or more, can't remember, I couldn't breathe the word mental health because right. No one talked about it then. But now in 2016, we can talk about it. We have a long way to go, but we are certainly making some wonderful first steps.
Lorraine, do you have a website?
I do. My website is www.maxot.ca.
Lorraine Meschuk is a registered occupational therapist, the CEO and managing clinician at Maximize Human Capabilities, which is at 1100 Concordia Avenue. Talking to her today because October is National Occupational Therapy Month. Lorraine, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. The pleasure is mine.
The news is next on 680 CJOB.